afternoon, Howard and management.
Hi, good afternoon. I have a question. I'm a resident at North Park Villas, and I want to see who I would talk to. I sent an email to Allison, but I don't know if she's in today.
Well, she is, but she's in a meeting with the board at the moment.
So oh, no worries. I have two general questions. The first one is, I have a studio. I do not know the bylaws and if they allow me to rent out a studio to two people, like a couple.
Don't know. That's something you'd have to ask the city of San Diego, but it's not in the bylaws, I don't believe. And you should have got that part of your... What unit number are you out there?
You know, I have copies of my bylaws, literally.
Okay.
In escrow, it's just, I don't know it offhand. I was wondering if someone could just help me out.
I would say that it shouldn't be a problem with two people.
Okay. I just want to see if there's anything in HOA prohibiting it.
Yeah, no, it would be in your bylaws. That's something that she would have to read your bylaws, and if you have a copy of them there.
I don't have a copy of my bylaws.
Oh, they should be online. You have it online. Park Villas North has online documents.
Where?
Okay, let me find out the website. Hold on. Okay, that website is called parkvillasnorth.com.
Okay, I'm on there, so how would I find the bylaws?
Hold on.
Your patience is appreciated. Please hold the line, and we'll be right back with you.
We look forward to talking with you soon. Please hold the line and we'll be right back with you.
Okay, go to Board Communications.
I'm on there and I see bylaws. It doesn't really talk about any of that. Is it under something else, perhaps?
Your rules and regulations.
Okay.
But you are allowed to rent your studio to a couple.
I am.
Yes.
Cool. Thanks for helping me out. What was your name?
I'm Judy.
Hey, Judy, thank you. My name is Ruben. I appreciate it. Now, I have a second question for you.
Okay.
So if I'm allowed to rent it to a person, what do I get once I rent it out?
I'm sorry, say that again because the phone broke out.
Once I rent it out, who do I talk to? What do you guys need?
What you should do is we have, let me see here. There is, hold on one second here. I think there's a form on here. We just need you to, you can either, do you have Allison's email?
I do. I sent her an email yesterday. That's why I wasn't sure.
That's fine. Just give her the email of the contact people that are moving in, like their names and their phone numbers, so we have that on file in case emergency happens and we need to contact.
You got it.
Yeah, we need to, you know, get into the unit emergency.
Gotcha.
Or we're shutting off the water or something like that. You know the rules.
Okay.
You know, emergencies always happen out there. So we can, like, if they have a cell number or something like that, that we can get access to the unit quick or anything like that.
Okay, you got it. I appreciate that. Do you need a copy of the lease agreement?
Yeah, if you can scan it and attach it, we can put it in your file.
Okay, thank you so much.
Not necessary, but it's always helpful.
I appreciate it.
Okay, Ruben. Bye.
Thank you.